Welcome back to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. And as I mentioned at the end of the second segment, I wanted to discuss, Rotary, the transfer of presidency and the Coalición Comunidad San Patricio. And I hope to finish this segment, have enough time to go over what I described at the beginning, this book, a particular chapter on what makes you happy and my take on it. And, it's a book called For You When I Am Gone. It's what's called an ethical will, which is basically leaving for your descendants your position on important matters. And he goes, what kind of a funeral you want and all, but also addressing, your points of view that you want your children and grandchildren to take into account so they have it from you, what your position is. So I hope I have time for that. Okay, well, let's go to San Juan Rotary. This is my second term as president. I was president 2014-2015. I didn't want to be president. I didn't look for it. I didn't ask for it. I resisted. But no one else stepped up, and I said okay. Let me. When I started the year in this, I provided this is on June 25. Our it's a fiscal year, July 1 to June 30, and when I set forth, my vision, I had come back from the Singapore Rotary International Convention, and I mentioned, the four takeaways from that convention. One of them is that, we have to address, this is at the international level, we have to address the individual Rotary members in the club and more, give more importance to the mental, emotional, and the relationships that we have, and that's a critical priority, and really very much in line with my thinking in this program. And then there was the idea that the luncheon clubs, which is San Juan, have to revolutionize and consider changes as something that probably isn't. The best, in terms of bringing in younger and going forward. So, look at that. And there was a tremendous enthusiasm for satellite or impact clubs, which are created to do a particular service and not to have meetings and not to be widespread in terms of programs, et cetera, but just, we want to do one particular thing. And we had had the putting together, we put together in San Juan Rotary what's called the Proyecto Rotario Pro Paz, Rotary Pro Paz project, and to address violence and all of its manifestations and at all levels. And we wanted to develop in San Juan Rotary a Pro Paz impact club to basically virtual and to focus on speakers and dealing with violence, how we can address violence in Puerto Rico. So that was there was a lot of enthusiasm in Singapore and so that the impact club is seemed like we were in la onda, we were in the right, focusing in the right thing. And, then we have to get more members in order to have more funds and have more people, volunteering. So those are the takeaways from Singapore. And I said, we had to basically focus on two things. And one of them was to increase fellowship, to help each other, to get to know each other better, to work together more. And it goes along with I've been, hammering and based on tons of studies that, interpersonal relationships, strong friendships and strong interpersonal relationships But friends and families and acquaintances working together is the most critical, you know, aspect of well-being and of happiness. So, you know, if we Rotary from the very beginning was created for fellowship and networking, and we just have to, you know, keep on bearing down on that. That was the first pillar, and I was going to emphasize there in the year, and the second is service. When you do studies of well-being and happiness, one of the things in terms of most people is in terms of their well-being is that they have a meaningful life where they're helping other people and have very grateful for what they have achieved, what they have obtained, and then giving back, you know, to the community. So that's the second, you know, pillar of Rotary, service, community service. So I was going to bear down on that. And in terms of fellowship, what I integrated into was instead of just having the luncheon meetings and you know, bringing in a social aspect where I asked members of Rotary to host in their homes a social gathering once a month, and we had about seven of those, and I was the host for one in Calle, where we served sausages and all, and those were really good. We had a lot of fun, got to know the hosts a lot better, you know, where they work, where they live, their family, and so that really was good. And we also left you know, the place where we meet at TAFTA and gone to some places where we provide services. We went to Plaza del Mercado in Rio Piedras, and hosted by Jose Di Sarri, who has his offices there for the veterans. We went to Fundación Stefano that we had raised some funds for. John Regis, who has Hot Potato and Regis Pizza, was the sponsor, you know, provided the pizza for our meeting there at Plaza San Patricio Plaza. And we had one at El Hogar Buen Pastor, another entity in Puerta de Tierra. And that was last week. And kind of a graduate of that program has a really nice food place, and he catered it really the best chicken tacos I've ever had. So we got to know them and see what you know, the Tienda Joy, where they reconditioned things that people give, donate, and we saw they have embroidery with it, both shirts and hats and mugs and glasses and all. So we did that, and that you know, I think that was pretty pretty successful and given some diversity. And and in terms of community service, we had a list of that I you know, I provided in July. And And we accomplished all of them and added quite a few, and it would take another, you know, 10 minutes to go over, you know, each one of those steps. But they went from, you know, the luncheon that we've been doing for 35 years on Thanksgiving for Boys and Girls Clubs, the San Patricio Celebration Day with other clubs. We had, you know, Comparte tu Compra with the Santurce Club and Supermax, where we asked the persons entering Supermax to share purchases of their products that we then gave to the needy. And, you know, we helped the Keene, New Hampshire Interact Club doing their volunteer work. And it was quite a few things were done, and doing, and also with the Proyecto Pro Paz, we had two major activities on September 21 and February 23. So I was happy with that. Where I'd said with I was not, and with no excuses, just didn't get it done, we didn't put together the Pro Paz Impact Club. that I had mentioned that I wanted to do, and I'm a Taurus. I keep on, you know, going forward and sometimes slower than I want, but I'm going to get that pro-passing, the Rotary Pro-Pass Impact Club going, a virtual club with speakers that address violence and combines, you know, all the different clubs, you know, not only in Puerto Rico but outside. Anybody can join from anywhere, this virtual club, and they can work with any club that they wish, in Boston and in Istanbul and in Tokyo and in Mayagüez. You know, they don't have to deal with San Juan. It's just so it's relatively novel, the idea that I put together, and I gotta just execute, you know. I said that mea culpa, you know. It's you got every once in a while, and I gave no excuses, just said, you know, didn't get it done, mea culpa. And the second thing is I wanted to expand the membership, get more people involved and all, and that has to that have to do a better job on that. So I'll be helping Enid you know, go forward with her new plans and these couple of things that I did not accomplish to the extent I wanted. So that was that. I'm not going to be able to get to the coalición. I'll discuss that a little bit later. It still has to be worked out. But there was a cutting of some major trees by a doctor who has moved in and is putting an office, and the neighbors were up in arms with this huge tree that was eliminated, and so we're working with them and with the doctor and with the municipality and how that all happened. Bottom line, based on the meeting we had at the mayor's office with everybody, not the doctor, but with the neighbors and all, we have to agree to disagree as to whether that tree should have been cut down and the permit given. That has happened, and now we have to move forward so that we mitigate that and work together in developing you know, the trees and the vegetation and the San Patricio. To the extent you know, we all wish, and we're all, you know, focused on that. So we agreed to disagree on what had happened, and I think we've agreed fully as to what we need to do. And you know, getting it done, putting the plan together, and executing is the challenge. So spent a lot of time talking to a lot of people in the community and meeting and all, and. You know, that's, of course, I'm a consultant in the prevention and resolution of conflicts. This is what that was, and we're going to get it. I think we've come a long ways. There's been communication, really good communications all along. People aren't convinced on either side, but our role in the coalition is to work to bring people together, and I think I'm confident we've accomplished quite a bit, and we're going to get that done. And I wanted to end because you know, on this book and on the title, What Makes You Happy, and although it has the right tonic tono, I don't like it, because what makes you happy, there's a lot of basically. The author puts down what he thinks, you know, in terms of the answer to this particular question. And then he talking to a lot of people, he then puts excerpts of what other people have said. And a lot of people have just sort of mentioned something that brings them joy at a given moment. And with that question, what makes you happy, is a little bit too open-ended, because you know, I like to travel with my wife. Well, you know, that makes you. I like to go to movies, you know, that makes you, so it's kind of, you know, a little bit superficial, the question. I mean, I think I, you know, the question I would have asked and I would ask and I would answer is, you know, how did you pursue happiness and well-being? And that would be the question, which is then, you know, a turn. And I say, this is the, you know, when you read what he says, let me just, I'm quoting here. He says, but in most, you know, he says, you know, we tend to think about happiness as a singular event or spontaneous moment in time caused by external factors we do not control, as a sort of a lucky surprise, like winning the lottery without buying the tickets. But in most cases, real happiness requires a process and is the distillate of mindful living day after week after month and even after decades of intention. In other words, as opposed to pleasure, sudden and fleeting, happiness is a fruit of a slow-growing tree. That man was jumping for joy because the moment was just a moment, but instead the result of decades worth of commitment, anxiety, frustrations, laughter, and love that our parenting and the special bond of father and son forged over decades and shared thrill of your child's happiness. So happiness is a journey. Well-being is a journey. There's these little moments, but you have to have your values and looking what you're for. So how did you work your life in order for your well-being? That's the question. So we've run out of time. Hector is waving desperately. So this is Jorge Gonzalez Reflections. Think about what's important for your journey towards well-being. Take care. We'll be next week. We'll be together again next week.
Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM was proud to present Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, reflecting on events with our well-being in mind.